Wednesday, October 29th, 2025. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg. It's taken from John chapter 11, verses 28 through 37. When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary, saying in private, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." And when she heard it, she rose quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still in the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who were with her in the house, consoling her, saw Mary rise quickly and go out, they followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Now when Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" And they said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man also have kept this man from dying?" The Lord who weeps. When Jesus stood before the tomb of his friend, he did not remain distant or detached. He wept. The eternal Son of God, through whom all things were made, allowed himself to feel the full sorrow of death's sting. His tears were not weakness. They were love incarnate, grieving over what sin and death have done to his creation. Yet his weeping did not end in despair. The same Lord who wept would soon raise Lazarus, pointing ahead to his own resurrection. At the cross, Jesus bore not only our sin, but also our sorrow. He entered fully into our suffering so that death would not have the final word. When we grieve, we do not grieve without hope. The one who wept at the tomb has conquered death by his own. His cross transforms our tears into the promise of resurrection and eternal life. Amen.